If you don't take a day off, your body will take it for you. You are listening to Whitney Madueke, My Life So Far. It's where I share honestly through life's lessons on love, career, self-growth, spirituality, and simply everyday living. It's everything you need for the offline moments we all experience. Here is My Life So Far. Hey everyone, it's Whitney Madueke, and on today's episode, I'll be talking about mental health days and why you need them, why I need them, and I hope you enjoy this. So a lot has happened in the past few months. September and October, they have been very draining with my abusive roommate, the last minute move, and really the hectic work period that everything happened in. So I was really dealing with a lot. I shared my roommate horror story last week, and you know, that happened at the end of September, very last minute, so I had to move. And since then, it's really been settling in, getting used to my own space, as well as just really working and making sure I feel good as well. So thank you to everyone that showed me some love on last week's episode of my roommate horror story. That was incredible. That was everything and more. To just have so much love poured into me was so helpful and amazing. And I don't think I can ever genuinely put how much you guys are amazing to me. And I'm so grateful. So thank you so, so much. And with the emotional and verbal abuse that did happen for quite a period of time, it does take a toll on your mind, body, and soul, especially because this was where I was living. So, you know, I had this verbal emotional abuse at work back in 2017, only to escape it, and then in 2018 have to deal with it for over a year. And so this is my home. This is where I should feel safe. This is where, you know, my mind, body, and soul should be at peace, but it wasn't. And with everything that just happens in life, you know, the normal flow of life, how crazy it can be, the roller coaster that it is, everything was just really a chaotic mess. And it's so easy to lose yourself in everything because you're dealing with so much, you're juggling so much. You know, I'm blessed to not have a 9-to-5 and to be able to work from home. I control my schedule to a certain extent. You know, I still have bills to pay, so I have to work very efficiently and also in line with those that actually have a 9-to-5. So even if I do control my schedule, it takes a lot of discipline to understand what actually needs to be done and when, so you can actually make this a full-time job and live off of it. So for me, having mental health days, they are super beneficial in becoming stronger and more enthusiastic and optimistic about life. And I'm blessed to not have a 9-to-5 because I can just, you know, wake up one day, feel that I'm not in a good place to just go to work. And so I might decide, yeah, I'm gonna take a mental day off. I'm so blessed that I have that flexibility, and I know a lot of us don't have that, but I think it's so important to fight for it because no one's going to hand it to you. And I feel like mental health days, they're creeping in slowly into, you know, the workforce and all of that, but it's still generally not an easy discussion. You know, rather than saying you need a mental health day, you just rather say you're sick, you know. So meanwhile, they're totally different things, and I feel like they do need their own separate presence in our lives. Like, yes, you have your sick days when your body is just sick, you have a flu, you have a cold, whatever. And then there are days where you're totally fine physically, but your headspace isn't, you know, you don't feel like your full self, and they are both different things. And so that's why I say it's so important to fight for those days, because it's not something that is the norm yet. I definitely know of people where their workspace, they're so like confident about it. Like, do you need a mental health day? Yes. You know, but I know a majority of us, we still struggle with finding that sort of workspace that allows that. And that is fine. And, you know, hopefully with time, things change. There are times, a lot of times, when I actually do need that mental health day. I need that mental freedom to just chill and to center myself and to come back to who I am and just to feel at peace. With everything that I do, I definitely need it so much. I have been in New York for a while. It's almost 3 years. So crazy, right? It's almost 3 years and so much has happened. It's been so crazy. And, you know, recently I had to acknowledge like the weight that I have had to carry for such a long time being in New York City and navigating the streets and being independent and working and just having a life. I think sometimes we kind of forget to just stop and actually acknowledge what we're carrying with us. And it was only this week after just sharing my roommate's experience and my experience with emotional and verbal abuse here in New York City that it took me to a place where I had to just sit down and be like, Whitney, you've done so much for yourself. You know, you're amazing. And we kind of need to acknowledge the weight that we're constantly carrying with us so that we don't feel so overwhelmed all the time, or, you know, we just acknowledge that it's there. So I took that moment to acknowledge it, and I had to give myself a mental health day the next day because my body was just carrying so much. He had gone through so much this past 2 months, and I just needed to just acknowledge that and to not just power through it or think of it as a little thing. My body was kind of giving me signals that, yo, Whitney, you kind of need to slow down and appreciate that something is happening internally. And a lot has happened externally and your body is really processing it at its own speed. And so you need to kind of slow down a bit so that we can catch up to everything, you know. And so I decided to take my mental health day on today's Friday. I took it on Wednesday and kind of extended it to Thursday because even though I was working on Thursday, it was kind of on a lighter side of things. So I didn't feel so much pressure. But it was so important that I woke up that day and I felt like there was a shift within me that needed a break. I needed the break. I just needed a day where I was like, I am not going to worry about anything in my life, work, nothing. And I just took the day to paint, sleep, eat, watch some TV shows, paint my nails. And it was so helpful because that day I took it off completely. And the next day I started to feel better. I stretched my mental health day to Thursday just a bit. But it's Friday today and I feel so much better. I'm ready to work. I'm enthusiastic about it. I'm excited and I'm just really grateful about my life and just everything that has happened. It has been crazy, chaotic. But I am so grateful and I'm just so thankful to God for just everything, really. You know, in light of taking my own mental health day, I decided to make this episode. And so I want to share my own steps to taking your own mental health days. And this is what I use to kind of stop me in my tracks and to actually acknowledge that I need one. It might be 1, 2 days. I just try to find a day for it. So the first step is to acknowledge its importance to your health. I saw a tweet, so it's on Twitter. I saw a tweet on Twitter and it basically said, if you don't take a day off, your body will take it for you. And that was so beautiful because it's so true. We think we can power through it. We think, oh yeah, let's just go for another day, or let's just ignore this feeling that our body is kind of signaling to us. And then one day we wake up super, super drained, exhausted, even sick, and we are wondering how. Well, your body was giving you signs. You didn't appreciate it enough to slow down or to stop. So your body said, you know what, since you won't listen to our signs, I'm just gonna not do anything today. I'm just gonna have you lay in bed sick till we can recover, till you can give us time to heal and to do the needful. So it's so important to acknowledge the importance of mental health to your actual health. It is part of it and it is so important. You can't say you work out every day, eat healthy, and then still not acknowledge that mental health is part of a healthy lifestyle. And it's so important that you understand it. And so for me, whenever I can feel that my body is calling for that mental health day, then I will take it or I'll schedule it in. And I like to do it, you know, as soon as I can. Most times I will say, okay, it will be on the weekends or a random day in the week, but I like to acknowledge its importance to my health. I like to say, okay, my body feels weird, my mind feels weird, I need to kind of stop, I need to, you know, what is happening right now? And when you acknowledge its importance to your health, you kind of start to shift things. You know, you put yourself first. You know, you see that your body needs something and you fight for it. If you don't acknowledge it, you'll always sweep it under the rug. You would always think it's a light problem. But if you acknowledge it, you move towards helping yourself feel better. And it's really important that we acknowledge that mental health is very vital to our everyday living and just really our general happiness. I was so low this week and the past few months, but always taking that time to acknowledge that I needed it and then moving forward to helping myself recover always led to a happier me. Like, look at me right now. I'm really excited about today. I'm looking forward to working. I have a long to-do list, but I'm excited about it because I feel well rested and it's the end of the week. It's a Friday, but I'm really enthusiastic about life. So it's really important that we acknowledge its importance to our health and we fight for it. The next step, number two, is to tap into a restful way of life. So what is your lifestyle like and how can it be different today? For me, my lifestyle involves a lot of filming, editing, being on my phone, being online, replying emails, and that is my lifestyle. I am constantly thinking of content to create. What can I share on Instagram? What can I share on YouTube? What should I edit? Who should I get back to on my emails? And so for me, when I decide, you know, when I have acknowledged I need a mental health day and I need to tap into a more restful way of life, I decide that I'm not going to film, I'm not going to edit, and I am going to reduce as much time that I have on online. So it's so important. And I swap all of this, you know, I swap my filming, editing, crazy work life. I swap it for some painting, for some sleeping, for some eating, for some watching of my favorite TV shows. I basically decide that the lifestyle that I usually live is going to be for another day. Instead, I'm going to pick something else that is more restful. And even on Wednesday, I struggled. I was like, guys, I genuinely love creating content. I find it helpful, relaxing, but I also know it's not as completely relaxing as, let's say, painting. So I had to just ask. I was like, guys, what should I do today? Should I paint or should I film and edit a video? Luckily, everyone told me to paint, and I also knew myself that I should just paint because I know filming or editing, it's not as relaxing. It's still work. Even though you find it fun with me, it's still work, and your body needs to feel like it's not working. And so painting is such a great alternative for me. I love illustrating. You know, all of that is so fun to me. It's relaxing. My brain loves it as well. And so I had to tap into a more restful way of life that day. And so that's what I did the whole of Wednesday. I slept, I ate more, I painted, I just had a chill day. And, you know, the next day I felt great. Even that night, I started to feel great. I started to feel like myself. And so you need to tap into a more restful way of life on your mental day off. You can do activities, but that it brings pleasant joy to your body, to your brain, to your mind. And it says, I am here, I am present, and I am here for myself. And so it's so important that you tap into those restful ways of life. Figure out what works for you, what brings you joy in the littlest way ever. Painting is so effortless for me. I don't have to think so much about it. And so it just helps. Watching my favorite TV shows, another great way. I just sit down and I watch it. I don't have to think about it. And I'm just there having a great time. And I will binge on a couple of episodes. But that's what makes me feel better. My third and final step is to remember to give yourself periodic or regular days off. You know, we've said all of this, we've acknowledged its importance to our health, and we're going to tap into a restful way of life. But if you don't remind yourself to give yourself these days, then you're really not going to do it. You know, you need to put it as something so important that you have to schedule it into your life. It's by force. And mine, I try to do it every Friday or most Fridays. So there are Fridays where I tell myself, okay, I'm not going to post anything on Instagram. I'm just going to chill at home. It's not really a mental day off, but I know by not posting on Instagram that day, I kind of give myself time to just chill. So I might still be working, but I'm not posting on Instagram allows me to kind of have a disconnect from work and to feel more in control and to feel more relaxed. And so I will take some Fridays off. If I've had a really hectic week, I will say, okay, you know what? Today, I'm not going to post anything on Instagram. I'm just going to chill at home, edit some videos, maybe paint, watch my favorite TV shows. And by doing that, it actually helps my body to cope because I've taken one stressful bit of my day out of it. And I also try to give myself every 6 months. That is my number one rule. I tell myself every 6 months I have to give myself a break. So I travel or I just go to like a hotel or a spa and I give myself me time. And by doing that, it reminds me that I am here for myself. It centers me and it brings me back to a place where I'm full of even more brilliant ideas. I'm even more enthusiastic about my life and I'm happier about my life. And I had to come to terms with that because I know the first year I moved to New York, I stayed here for an entire year, guys. I didn't travel back to Nigeria for Christmas because I had just quit my job, my 9-to-5. I was still trying to find myself in everything. And so I made that important decision to stay behind. That was 2017, a whole year spent in New York. I then didn't out travel till 2018 in June, summertime, and I felt it. I felt the weight that I had been carrying for over a year, and when I traveled, my body was kind of telling me, like, finally, Whitney, we've given ourselves this time. And I noticed a shift within me. I noticed my creativity spiked. My productivity spiked, everything, like I was enthusiastic and I could bring that to my Instagram, to my YouTube to be even better. My following grew, my engagement grew. So it's so important, like these days, we think it's stopping us from being productive, but it's really enabling us to be our best self in the most incredible way ever. And so for me, remembering to take these periodic or regular days off, they're so helpful. I try to take Fridays off. If I can't take Friday off, I'll tell myself, you know what? The weekend is coming. This weekend, we're not going to do anything but paint. And even now, I try to schedule my life in a way where Saturdays and Sundays, I have time to myself. It's been a struggle because I'm having so much on my plate now. I added a podcast into my life. So it's definitely, you know, taking a lot more time and effort, but now I'm trying to be more efficient. So even if I don't take Saturdays off, I know that Sunday is there for me and I will take it and I will not do anything. So really, you know yourself, you know your schedule, but you really have to make it very important. I try to take Fridays off, if not the weekends. If not the weekend, then I'm gonna take a day next week off. And compulsorily, I must take a break every 6 months. I need it. I've felt it. My body tells me all the time. And it's so important. There isn't a set amount of mental health days that you should take. Don't feel like, oh, I've taken 10 this year. What is happening? It's okay. You know, life is so crazy. There are definitely months where I've taken mental health days almost once a week or even more. And then there are months where I feel like I don't even need it. Life is a roller coaster. Don't pin yourself down to thinking by taking numerous mental health days, something's wrong with you, or, you know, check yourself. Maybe you're overdoing it in terms of just finding an excuse to just chill, but there's really nothing wrong with that. As long as you're productive at the end of the day, that's really all that matters. And at the end of it all, it's really part of living a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, my final word in all of this is that mental health sustains everything. It sustains everything that you've worked hard for. And you need to understand that you can't just be working every single day and not have the time to enjoy everything you've worked for. And by taking mental health day, you appreciate that. You appreciate the effort you've put in. You appreciate the effort that is to come. But you're taking the time out to say, I have worked my butt off for so long. I am going to take this day to enjoy this moment, to enjoy my life, to enjoy where I'm at. And sometimes maybe you don't feel like you're at a great place, but I'm going to take this time to just be here, to be present with myself, to be present at this moment, and to enjoy whatever I can. And you need to fight for it. Fight for these mental health days, even at work, where they don't allow it as much. Fight for it. If you need to call it a sick day, it's a sick day. Whatever you can, your health is the most important thing. And I like to remind myself, in that moment when you feel so stressed and work isn't giving you that time off, you know, you have to remind yourself that if tomorrow you drop dead, they will replace you in an instant. And so for me, that always reminds me, like, put yourself first. These people, they don't and will not put you first. You need to always fight for yourself. You need to always fight for your mental health days, or any health day at that. If you feel like you need it, and you need to fight for it. Because at the end of it all, if you don't have you, who really does? And don't forget that it's part of it. Don't forget it's part of your worth. You need to fight for it because you are worthy enough to have a break. You deserve to have a break. And it sustains everything. Mental health sustains everything you've worked for. Fight for it. Don't forget that it's part of your worth. It's part of who you are. Because if you've had a restful mental health day, you come back even better, harder, more productive. And I constantly see it in my life every single time I take it. I feel a change. I feel different. I feel great. So I want you guys to understand its importance. And it's been so crazy the past few months, but taking these days off, they've always nurtured me and brought me back to a healthier space. So thank you for being part of my journey and always being part of a healthy mental space for me, because you guys pour so much love into me. That also helps me so much on my rough days, my rough weeks, my rough months. And really, I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave me a voice message or simply say hi on Instagram at My Life So Far Podcast. I would love that. Oh, and a review would be great too. I'll catch you in my next episode. Lots of love. Bye.